Well, it is the first Friday of the month, which means it is time for Making a Splash with our friends at Goldfish Swim School. This time each month, we are joined by a member of their team to learn more about their bright, fun swim school over in Rams Plaza. And we talk about swim safety tips for the whole family. Today, I'm joined in the studio by general manager of the Chapel Hill Goldfish Swim School, Megan Sweeten. Megan, thanks for coming back on Making a Splash. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm excited to go to the pool when it's raining outside. So.
Oh yeah, that's an added bonus. You guys being an indoor pool, don't have to worry about the lightning situation. That's always such a bummer during the summer when the storms come through.
It's nice all year round.
That makes a big difference. Well, we're really happy to have you guys on today because May is National Water Safety Month, and we are just kind of getting it started. But that is the whole goal of Goldfish Swim School, is to teach kids how to be comfortable in the water. So it seems like the perfect time to have you guys on. And with it being National Water Safety Month, can you reiterate why it's so important that people are kind of aware on how to be safe around water?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we do all year round, but this is the most important time of the year for it. So pools are starting to open up. Everybody's about to start hitting the beaches and the lakes when school gets out. And so, you know, unfortunately, drowning is one of the leading causes of death for children. And it's a scary thing to talk about, but it's an important thing to talk about. So every year, as everybody's preparing to get out there, we love to take this month to just highlight the importance of water safety and why we do what we do, because it happens quick, like drowning happens quickly, and it's a quiet thing, and you know, somebody's got to talk about it. So here I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's, as you mentioned, not exactly easy to talk about sometimes, and maybe not something you initially think of as a parent or somebody who's watching over kids, but there are a lot of places where water can be dangerous. It's not just the pool, but as you mentioned, you know, you've got rivers and lakes in our community too. You've got to be on the safe side.
And it happens so quickly, and it's such a quiet thing. You know, commonly when people are talking about child safety, it's one of the things that isn't brought up as much, because it is a really uncomfortable thing to talk about. But that's why it is so important to talk about.
Absolutely. So what are some important tips that Goldfish typically shares with parents, not just during this time of the year, but when they are getting started with, okay, your kid is old enough to kind of move around and be near water at times? What are some advice that you guys share to be like, okay, let's take some steps here?
For sure. Well, if you have a pool at home, definitely taking lots of layers of protection. So installing a fence around your pool, having latching gates so the kiddos can't get in, properly storing your pool toys so like the kids aren't enticed to reach in and fall in. And then when you're at the pool, practice some safety things. So one of the three tips that we have is practice how to float on your back and how to get from your front to your back. So if you fall in, practice turning around and going back to the wall you fell from. When kids fall into the pool, they don't know to do that. They have a lot of adrenaline rushing, they're in shock. They start swimming towards the wall across from them where they fell in, and that safest wall is right behind them. So practice turning around and getting back out, and how to get out of the pool. So we call it elbow-elbow tummy knee. So they'll like pull their elbows up, lift their tummy up, and use their knee to get the rest of the way out. And then if you're at like a party with your friends and you know a lot of kids are gonna be swimming, somebody needs to be watching the water. So I always recommend going to safekids.org, and they have a water watcher card that you can download, and it's just a physical reminder for whoever is responsible for watching the water. So be that parent, have that conversation with the people that you're hanging out with. Say, this is what we've got to do. Somebody needs to be responsible. And when you're done watching that water, when you need to take a break or step away, pass that card to somebody else so that everybody can be safe. Again, nobody loves having that conversation, but it's an important one. So, you know, be that person.
Absolutely. And sometimes taking that first step and just bringing it up either with other parents or community members and making sure that they're aware that this can be a danger sometimes is just the step you need. Because if you bring it up to somebody, maybe they can stop a kid on their way walking over, whereas maybe they wouldn't before. Sometimes just declaring person like you're the person who's doing it right now will change kind of how people are looking at the situation. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Like the saddest thing I ever read when we hear about of drowning is the parents sharing that they weren't aware of the statistics until they became a statistic. So just this is why it's so important every year,
absolutely.
Especially right now.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Megan Sweeten, who's the general manager at Goldfish Swim School. You can find their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. So, Morgan, you guys, Megan, beyond just talking about water safety during this national month, you guys also help promote water safety throughout the community. What are some of the ways that Goldfish attempts to do that kind of year-round?
Yeah, so we have a free water safety presentation that we take to local daycares, community centers, preschools. I've been doing a lot of virtual ones this year, so hopping on some Zoom calls and some Google Meets. Just recently started going into some small group settings outdoors. And it's just a fun presentation for kids to get them aware of the dangers of swimming and how to be safe in and around the water. And then they can take that information to their parents, because now they're water safety experts and they can teach the rest of the family everything that they learned.
And you guys also have the Safer Swimmer Pledge, too, that you have going on specifically for this month of National Water Safety Month. Can you share some more information on that for our listeners?
Yes, I am so excited about this. So the Safer Swimmer Pledge is 5 tips to just be a safer swimmer this summer. And for each pledge that's taken, Goldfish Swim School will be donating $1 to the USA Swimming Foundation. They provide scholarships for students who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford swim lessons. They are a great foundation. And then you also get a nice coupon from Speedo, and they'll donate 10% of the proceeds from that coupon also to the USA Swimming Foundation. And then you're entered to win a year of free swim lessons at your local Goldfish. So
wow.
I need everybody in Chapel Hill to choose our location as their location of choice so that I can see one of you in the water soon.
That's super exciting. Once again, their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill, the place to go to for that Safer Swimmer Pledge.
Yep, it's right at the top of our website.
All right, so make sure that you do that next time you're headed to the website. You can either pull it up right now too, and you know, this conversation might make any parents out there realize, well, you know, maybe it's time for me to make sure my kids know how to be safe in the water, or maybe they need a swimming refresher before summer gets here. So, Megan, what are some of the options right now that Goldfish is offering to the community?
Yeah, so we actually have our Jumpstart clinics kicking off right after school gets out, so right in the middle of June, and we'll be running them through the end of July. And Jumpstart clinics are awesome for those families who can't make a weekly class. That's usually what we have going on. Jumpstart clinics are for 4 consecutive days of swim lessons. You come Tuesday through Friday in the afternoon, and it's really just a jump start into learning and getting a refresher on those skills. A lot of kids haven't had lessons since, you know, pre-pandemic world. So this is amazing if you have like a vacation coming up, if you just need a kickstart into the summertime. We have them going on soon, and registration is open.
Very exciting. Well, to learn more, once again, about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, head to their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also just search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram, and remember to sign up for that Safer Swimmer Pledge when you visit their website and commit to safe swimming habits all summer long. Megan Sweeten, thanks so much for taking the time and dropping by once again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.